Hello everyone, this is yet another episode of the Hear Me Beautiful podcast, a space where we discuss issues related to self-awareness, self-worth, personal growth, and everything in between. My name is Chipuke, I'm your host, and welcome to the show. On the previous episode, we answered the question, what is self-awareness? And as promised, on this episode, I'm going to talk about the six benefits of practicing self-awareness in your life. Well, there are many benefits and we cannot talk about all of them in one episode. But these are some of the major benefits that can also help you cultivate your own personal growth. The first benefit of self-awareness is that you gain improved listening skills. Active listening is a skill that is growing scarce lately. We are often distracted with our thoughts when we are communicating with others. However, when you practice active listening, you leave a positive impression about yourself, among others, among everyone else you're interacting with. And this also allows you to build authentic relationships with everyone around you and in your communities and societies. The second benefit from practicing self-awareness is that you gain improved critical thinking. Thinking and reflecting honestly on yourself and on your actions is as important for one to become self-aware as it is also an important result of being self-aware. You will do a great deal of analyzing and separating yourself from your emotions so that you come up with an objective picture of what is happening around you and an objective picture of the decisions that you're supposed to make when there is a need for you to do great big decisions. All this helps you improve your critical thinking skills, which can also be applied and benefit you in many other areas of your life, be it in your career, be it in your studies, and your general social life. The third benefit of self-awareness is that you gain an ability to communicate clearly. Once you have an active listening skills and an improved thinking skills, you manage to communicate clearly. You gain an understanding of yourself, a better understanding of yourself. With this, you can start communicating clearly your anger, your sadness, your feeling and your frustrations, your happiness and your hopes. And when you speak clearly, others will truly listen, will know who you really are, what you are there for, and what you want. The next benefit is that you manage to have improved relationships with everyone who is not just you. See, self-awareness is a key component in having emotional intelligence. And by practicing self-awareness, we recognize our actions and how they affect those who are around us. And then you will know how to handle yourself effectively and how to manage your feelings and also why you feel that way. And by observing your emotions, you will manage to cultivate self-control. You gain the ability to restrain from antisocial impulses and that increases personal responsibility to adhere to internalized social standards. Well, in simpler terms, I can say that you will manage, you will know how to manage your emotions around people. You will manage to know how to present a more friendlier side of yourself, even when you don't feel like it. Okay. The fifth benefit of self-awareness is that practicing self-awareness boosts your self-esteem. You know, self-esteem is a natural product which self-awareness breeds. It just grows naturally as you start being self-aware. And once you know yourself, you get in touch with your strengths and your weaknesses. You neither sell yourself short, nor do you oversell yourself. You know exactly where your limitations are, and sometimes you will even know how to work around your weaknesses to your own advantage. You will start to realize that failures are not just the end, but a part of your journey to your success. They are just a stepping stone to success. And this will not just be a motivational speech, because it's something that you will be applying to your life practically. You know, self-confidence gives you an incredible persistence and belief in yourself. You will even feel better. You'll feel better about yourself. And for the sixth and the last benefit of self-awareness in this episode is that by practicing self-awareness, you become more at peace with yourself. As you take time to listen to your feelings, you also investigate why you feel that way. This gives you a clear view of your most genuine self. You start searching for your niche, what tricks your curiosity and what turns your batteries down. This helps you cultivate more peace and harmony in your life. And also, it reduces the guilt and the regrets that you sometimes feel about most decisions that you make. As you gain the ability to make more informed decisions while you are aware of your feelings and how your decisions affect the others, you will accept that not everyone is meant to agree with you, and not everyone is there to applaud your every decision. But you will not have any regrets, but peace within yourself, and you will have less regrets about every decision that you make all the way. So these are the six benefits of self-awareness, which include the fact that you become more at peace with yourself, your self-esteem gets a boost, and you improve relationships with your friends, your relatives, and everyone around you. You gain the ability to communicate clearly, and you will have improved listening and thinking skills. I hope that you have learned something, or more than something, from today's episode, and you have gained from today's episode like I have. So until next time, I encourage you to be more aware of yourself. Start learning your feelings and your emotions, what triggers your emotions and all that. And also remember to mask up and stay safe from the coronavirus. It is not yet over. We are still in the pandemic. And to those who have received the vaccine, continue wearing your masks and practicing social distance. Stay safe, be well, and bye.